First of all, I would like to welcome from my heart the devotees who have come from Slovenia to give pleasure to our lives.
Prije svega bih želio izraziti dobrodošlicu baktama koji su došli iz Slovenije i tako nam pružili veliko zadovoljstvo.
We have missed you during the festival, but then we thought that you were most probably worshipping your own deities in the Ljubljana temple, and then we were peaceful, but now we are super peaceful where you have come.
Nedostajali ste nam tokom festivala, ali smo pretpostavljali da obožavate svoje božanstvo u Ljubljanskom hramu, pa smo sada, kada ste došli, još mirni.
I want to inform all of you who have come new to this seminar what we discussed yesterday and what we will do today.
Želim bih vas koji ste tek danas došli po prvi put na seminar obavijestiti o tome što smo pričali jučer i o tome što ćemo govoriti danas.
Our subject matter is welcoming Krishna, and we heard yesterday how the residents of Dvaraka, Krishna's own town in this world, welcomed Krishna and took some principles from this welcoming.
Naša tema odnosi se na dočekivanje Krišne u srcu i jučer smo govorili o stanovnicima Dvarake koji čekaju Krišnu i onda smo iz tog izvukli neka načela.
I really would like to recommend all of you to read this in your own reading time. It's in the 11th chapter of the first canto, a wonderful welcoming ceremony of Krishna.
I želio bih sve vas ohrabriti da u svoje vrijeme čitanja pročitate to prvo pjevanje o 11. poglavlju, to dane su prekrasni opisi dočekivanja Krišne.
I think we all were fascinated when we heard that in the absence of Krishna the devotees were practically dead, but then they were, you could say, revived by the sound of Lord Krishna when he blew his conch.
Mislim da smo svi bili prilično zadivljeni kada smo čuli da su stanovnici Dvaraka bili poput mrtvih u odsustvu Krišne, ali su bili oživljeni zvukom njegove školjke.
So we have learned from there that the first really contact which we can have with Krishna before we see him is we hear him, we hear his holy name.
Iz toga možemo naučiti da je prvi dodir koji možemo imati s Krišnom je o tome da čujemo o njemu putem njegovog svetog imena.
Afterwards we meditate about his form and we pray to him to welcome him.
Nakon toga meditiramo na njegov oblik, a zatim se molimo da ga primimo.
Yes. These were the summaries. Today I want to talk about the most powerful thing you can do to welcome Krishna in your life.
A danas bih želio govoriti o najmoćnijim stvari koje možete učiniti da biste prihvatili Krišnu u svom srcu.
This is the age for sankirtan. This means singing together.
Ovo je doba za sankirtan, odnosno zajedničko pjevanje.
Krishna says, I'm not in the spiritual world.
Krishna kaže, ja nisam u duhovnom svijetu.
Apparently it's very difficult to meet him.
Očito ga je jako teško sresti.
I'm not in the hearts even of the mystical yogis who meditate about my four-handed form.
Nisam čak niti u srcu mističnih jogija koje meditiraju na moj četveroruki oblik.
Then where are you?
Gdje si onda?
I'm there where my devotees come together and sing my holy names.
Ja sam ondje gdje se okupe, moji bhakte okupe da bi pjevali moja sveta imena.
Sanatana Goswami tells us why Krishna is especially present when the gathering of devotees who chant.
Sanatana Goswami nam govori zašto je Krishna baš posebno prisutan na skupu bhakta koji pjevaju.
He says when you hear about Krishna, for instance in a lecture, Krishna comes and is bound by a thin woolen thread.
Rečeno je da kada slušamo o Krišni, kao recimo na nekom predavanju, Krišna dođe, on je vezan jednom tankom vunenom niti.
But Sri Krishna is very, very independent.
Ali Sri Krishna je jako, jako neovisan.
And he doesn't like to be captured, so he pulls the woolen thread and disappears.
No, on ne voli da ga se uhvati, pa stoga povuče tu vunenu nit i nestaje.
I think you all know this from practical experience. You are in a lecture, but suddenly you space out and you lose the thread.
Mislim da svi imate to iskustvo, jednom se na predavanju i onda izgubite tu nit i jednostavno se izgubite negdje.
Now when a devotee meditates about Krishna, he binds the Lord with a rope.
Kada bhakta meditira na Krishna, onda ga veže s užetom.
But Krishna is supremely independent. He also severs the bondage from the rope, breaks the rope.
Ali Krishna je vrhovni neovisan i isto tako prekida tu vezu koja nastaje s užitom.
But when devotees come together and sing together the holy names of the Lord, he becomes bound by an iron chain.
Ali kada se bhakte okupe zajedno da bi pjevali njegove imena, onda je on vezan sa železnim lancem.
And it's very difficult for him to break that chain.
Koji je za njega jako teško slomiti, razbiti.
I have personally seen, I'm often chanting and I'm sitting before you like this.
Ja vam često ovako pjevam i sjedim ispred vas.
So what I can feel is something which you cannot feel so easily.
I ono što ja osjećam nešto što vi možda ne možete tako lako opaziti.
I can really feel how your hearts open when you chant.
Stvarno osjećam kako se vaše srce otvaraju dok pjevam.
You are all grown up people.
Svi ste vi odrasli ljudi.
Some of you were dancing in the discotheques 1 or 2 years ago.
Neki od vas su prije samo godine ili dvije plesali u disco klubovima.
Not all of you were extremely pious.
Nisam da su i od vas bili nešto previše pobožni.
But now when you are in kirtan.
Ali sada kad ste u kirtanu.
Something happens in your heart.
Nešto se događa u vašem srcu.
You feel comfortable.
Osjećate se ugodno.
You have so much trust.
Imate puno povjerenja.
And all your devotional energy is usually put into the singing.
I sva vaša devotijska energija ulaže se u pjevanje.
And Krishna sees that.
A Krishna to vidi.
And he feels like, oh, here's a gathering of devotees.
I osjećam, a evo skupa bhakta.
I must come.
Moram doći.
It's my devotees.
To su moji bhakte.
They're like my children.
Oni su poput moje djece.
Little birds.
A mali dječica.
Crying for the mother.
Koje plaću za majkom.
Now on an energy, this is on a devotional level. Now because I also like to talk about the energy level. Something else happens on the energy, human energy level.
To je na devotijskoj razini, no isto tako se nešto događa i na razini energije, na ljudskoj razini energije.
Each one of us shares in the devotional energy of the other.
Svatko od nas se sudjeluje u devotijskoj energiji jednih drugih.
Have you noticed this when you do kirtan and you look at the other devotees also doing kirtan? You are somehow brought together on the level of spiritual energy.
Jeste li primijetili da kada se nalazite u kirtanu i vidite druge bhakte koji isto tako sudjeluju u njemu, da ste odjednom preneseni na jednu razinu duhovne energije?
Now those who don't have faith, they can't go to this level.
Oni koji nemaju vjeru ne mogu ući na tu razinu.
But they very much notice that, oops, these people are on a different in a different country now.
Ali mogu i kako primijetiti da su ovi ostali na nekom drugom mjestu.
I noticed this when yesterday at the places where you sit now, there were all these Momotskis.
To sam primijetio kad su na mjestu gdje vi sada sjedite bili Mormoni.
And Janivas was singing like a Gandharva.
Janivas je pjeo poput Gandharva.
And they were just
looking at it.
What was happening?
Što se to zbio?
They had high respect because they could feel here is a spiritual experience happening, because everyone laughs and dances and sweats and is Haribo.
И можно сосетели да се то збива неко духовно искуство, сви се смеяли, плесали, знаели, викали Haribo.
But because they don't have the same shraddha of faith, they can't go there.
Ali budući da oni nemaju istu šradu, odnosno vjeru, ne mogu otići na to mjesto.
Something, however, touches the heart.
No, nešto ipak dotiče njihovo srce.
So if we come together as devotees and do sankirtan, we really are, sang means, no, kirtan means glorification, sang means total glorification, which is done together as a group of devotees.
Kada se dakle mi okupimo u sankirtanu, sankirtan u stvari znači, kirtan znači slaviti Boga, Božje imena, a san znači zajedno, dakle kada se okupimo zajedno.
And we really help each one of us is helped, but it is uplifted by the energy of everyone else.
I svaki od nas pojedinačno je uzdignut energijom ostalih.
That means also sometimes there are devotees who cannot get into the kirtan.
To znači da postoji i bhakta koji ne mogu ući u kirtan.
When you are a kirtan leader, then you have to think, how will I bring this devotee into the kirtan?
Kada ste vođa kirtana, morate razmišljati o tome kako je tog bhaktu povući u kirtan.
It's a responsibility to be a kirtan leader.
Velika odgovornost biti vođa kirtana.
I usually move the crowd and get everyone to where the devotees is and then just sweep them out of the corners of the temple.
Ja obično pokrenem bhakte tako da i one koji ostaju u kutovima isto tako povučem.
This is my secret.
To je moja tajna.
You can feel sometimes there are devotees who are very much in kirtan and they inspire us, and sometimes there are these heavy lead stones, you know, granite stones, and they resist the vibration, but when it's strong enough, then even the stones float.
Ponekad su neki bhakti jako uneseni u kirtan i onda oni svojom energijom uspiju povući one bhakti koji su teški poput granita, ali oni povučeni onda lepte, baš kao što bi kamenje moglo lepiti.
I have made a statistical investigation and found out that at the beginning of the festival there are many stones.
Ja sam napravio jedno statističko istraživanje i ustanovio sam da na početku festivala postoji mnogo takvih kamena.
A few days into the festival, almost everyone floats.
Ali nekoliko dana nakon festivala gotovo svi plutaju.
Because by sankirtan an energy is created which we all participate in.
Jer je sankirtanom stvorena energija u kojoj svi mi sudjelujemo.
So I would today like to talk a little bit about kirtan.
Danas bih želio govoriti nešto o kirtanu.
There's a very nice verse which Irena will read to you in Croatian. It's I think you have it. Adilia 7:74. Yes, please. I was
I have 74.
No, it's 74 actually. Nama vino kali kale. Nahi ara dharma sarva mantra sara nama e shastra mama. The translation is:
u ovom domu Kali ne postoji drugi religiozni princip osim pjevanja svetog imena, koji je suština svih vedskih himni. To je smisao svih spisa.
Yes. I would like Irena to just please find in the first paragraph, the spiritual world is called Vaikuntha, which means without anxiety. Did you find it? First paragraph, towards the end. Can you read from there up till Vedic hymns, that end of the paragraph? Yeah, please.
U materijalnom svijetu sve puno tjeskobe, kunte, dok je u duhovnom svijetu vajkunte i sve slobodno od tjeskobe. Zato oni koji pate od raznih tjeskoba ne mogu shvatiti Hare Krishna mantru koja je slobodna od sve tjeskobe. U ovom dobu vibracija Hare Krishna Maha Mantre je jedini proces na transcendentalnom nivou iznad materijalne zagađenosti. Pošto sveto ime može izbaviti ovjetovanu dušu, ovdje je opisano kao Sarva Mantra Sara, suština svih vedskih himni.
Yes. I would like to draw your attention to this one sentence. In the present age, the vibration of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is the only process that is in a transcendental position beyond material contamination.
Želio bih da obratite pažnju na ovu rečenicu. U ovom dobu vibracija Hare Krishna Maha Mantre je jedini proces na transcendentalnom nivou iznad materijalne zagađenosti.
You can hear something, you can worship something, worship Krishna, but you may not reach the spiritual platform when you do this.
Možete nešto i čitati ili obožavati Krishna, ali to nužno ne znači da ćete i dostići duhovnu razinu.
But when you come together and chant the Maha Mantra, you can reach the transcendental position. That's something where your mind cannot go, where your intellect cannot go. You only can go there by invitation. You are pulled into this atmosphere.
Kada se okupimo zajedno, onda odlazimo na jednu potpuno drugu razinu u kojoj ne može ući niti naš um, niti naša inteligencija, već u nju možemo doći samo na poziv.
In other words, when you chant the Hare Krishna mantra together, a door opens, not by your own strength, but by Krishna's milosti, and you're pulled on the spiritual platform. Not always, but this is the safest way, the most successful way. You can, of course, if you make mistakes, stay outside.
Drugim riječima, kada pjevamo zajedno, vrata se otvaraju i onda možemo doći na tu razinu. Naravno, ne uvijek, ali to je moguće postići.
I have personally become, I don't know, you don't look very happy to hear this, maybe you concentrate so strongly, but I have personally great faith in this.
Ja osobno imam veliku vjeru u to.
I have personally, I feel really that the kirtan can bring you on a total different platform beyond the intelligence and mind.
Uistinu osjećam da nas kirtan može odvući na potpuno drugu razinu iznad inteligencije i uma.
Yes. This is the blessing of Sankirtan in this age.
I to je blagoslov Sankirtana u ovom dobu.
There is one work in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, it's called the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, which describes the homeward journey of a conditioned soul into the spiritual world. It's really a spiritual adventure story. You must read it.
Postoji jedno djelo u našoj Gaudiya Sampradaya koje se zove Brihat Bhagavatamrita i koje opisuje povratak nazad kući. To je prava pustolovna priča koju morate pročitati.
And the hero, Gop Kumar, who's on his spiritual quest, who wants to find the Lord who once appeared in his life, just for a moment, for a flash, he wants to find him again. He comes to an important stage in his journey.
A Gop Kumar, glavni junak koji se nalazi na svojoj potrazi i kojeg je jednom gospodin dotakao, došao je do važnog stadija na svom putovanju.
He has seen so many forms of God.
Vidio je toliko oblika gospodina.
In his spiritual journey he has reached the highest planets in the universe.
Na svom duhovnom putovanju dostigao i najviše planete u svemiru.
He has even for some time be made Lord Brahma, the creator of the universe.
Čak i neko vrijeme postoji gospodin Brahma, stvaratelj svemira.
He has seen it all.
Sve je vidio.
But he has not yet tasted the love of God.
Ali još nije kušao ljubav prema Bogu.
And he knows that's the highest state.
I zna da je to najviša razina.
So then he is sent to Vrindavan on this planet
Earth.
And he is taught by his guru he should chant the holy names of the Lord. He should sing them and dance.
Njegov guru ga je poučio da treba pjevati gospodinova sveta imena, da treba i plesati.
You must know by that time he is more than a mystic yogi. He is thousands of years old.
Morate znati da on u to vrijeme star gotovo 1000 godina, on je stari mistični jogi.
There is not one spiritual technique which he does know to perfection.
Nema ni jedna duhovna tehnika koju on ne bi poznavao do savršenstva.
For instance, he just needs to close his eyes and he can be at any place he wants. That he does this a few times. Amazing.
Naprimjer, samo zatvori oči i može otići gdje god poželi. To je čak nekoliko puta i učinio.
But he knows he doesn't yet have love of Godhead. The real experience of spiritual life is lacking.
Ali zna da još uvijek nema ljubav prema Bogu. Nedostaje mu pravo iskustvo duhovnog života.
So, then he thought he should... This comes if you stay in Vrindavan, chant the many names of Lord Krishna, which are related to Krishna's pastimes.
I onda su ga poučili da će to doći ako ostane u Vrindavanu i ako pjeva gospodinova imena, Krišina imena koja su povezana s njegovim zabavama.
And you must do this process, sing the names of the Lord together with other devotees. Then it works.
I da će to funkcionirati ako pjeva ta imena zajedno s bhaktama.
So he starts to sing this song which we have written down. And he starts to teach this mantra, and I want to sing it today with you.
I onda je počeo pjevati ovu pjesmu koju smo napisali na ploči i želio bih je danas pjevati s vama.
Can you all see, or do we need to just turn the table a little bit more?
Možete se vidjeti.
A little bit more, maybe, yeah. Ananda Gopal, you must also sit now here. And Andagaji, can you try to find the melody? It's a simple melody. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda Nanda Kishora Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala. So Gop Kumar then hears, one develops that love for Krishna by practicing the devotional service whose main way is meditation on and singing about the many Braj pastimes of the Lord.
Gop Kumar tada saznaje da je jedini način da se dostigne ljubav prema Krišni i taj da slušao i pjevao zabavama gospodina Vrađe.
There are many devotees in Vrindavan who you can see they sit down, then they meditate about the pastimes which Krishna does in the transcendental Vrindavan according to that time of the day.
Postoje neke vakte koji sjedno u Vrindavan i onda meditiraju na Krišnine zabave koje se odvijaju u duhovnom svijetu baš u tom trenutku u danu.
And then with great love they break the meditation and sing about his pastimes.
I onda s velikom ljubavlju prekidaju meditaciju i pjevaju o njegovim zabavama.
Now this meditation and singing about the pastimes becomes brilliant, that means highly evolved, when these devotees get together and sing the sankirtan of the Lord's most beloved holy names.
A to postaje još uzvišenije kada se bhakti nađu zajedno i pjevaju gospodinova sveta imena.
There is a song, Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Oh, Jaya Vrindava, Govinda Govinda Madana Mohan. Do you know how this song was written?
Znate li kako je napisana ova pjesma?
The devotees who were all here and there in Vrindavan, one at Govardhan, one at Radhakund, they met one day in Vashana on the mountain.
Jednog dana bhakte koji su bili raštrkani po Vrindavanu, jedni su bili na Govardhanu, drugi na Radhakundu, susreli su se na Vashani, na brdu.
And they all started, they had meditated the day and done their spiritual process, and there was one leader, his name is Krishna Das, he wrote this song. He started to sing just the names of Krishna.
Onda su se oni okupili zajedno i bio je jedan među njima vođa, zvao se Krishna Das, i počeo je jednostavno pjevati Krishna imena.
And when he came to Sri Govinda, Gopinatha Madana, everyone became wild in ecstasy.
A kada je došao do ovog dijela Sri Govinda, Gopinatha Madana Mohan, svi su podivljali od zanosa.
They danced and danced and danced.
Plesali su i plesali i plesali.
And some rolled from the mountain.
Neki su se otkotrljali s brda.
And then they decided, we must do this more often.
I onda su se... Onda su odlučili da to moraju ponoviti malo češće.
They needed to build a wall around that area where they would dance on the mountain so that no one would roll down the mountain.
I onda su na tom mjestu gdje bi pjevali i trebali ograditi zid kako s niko ne bi otkotrljao niz padinu.
And then when they came together, new lines of the song were added and added until we have the song as we sing it now.
I kada su se našli zajedno, dodavali su nove i nove stihove i tako da imamo danas tu pjesmu.
Because these great devotees and yogis and paramahansas and babas, they could realize that when we sing together the names of the Lord, that had extra power, more than our individual meditation and our individual singing.
I te velike osobe, te babe, paramahamse i bhakte, jogi su mogli shvatiti da i postoji puno veća moć u pjevanju ako se okupimo zajedno nego ako to individualno činimo.
And so you start your singing like this and then it evolves and your sankirtan comes into what is called in our Sampradaya, Preshta Nama Sankirtan. That is the Preshta means the name of the beloved that you sing.
I dakle počnemo na taj način i onda pjevanje, odnosno pjevanje se razvija i onda dolazimo do nečega što se zove Preshta Nama Sankirtan, što znači pjevamo o voljenome.
It's not so difficult to understand even in this world. When a boy loves a girl, he will always say Yashna, 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 or Slatki, Slađana.
To nije tako teško shvatiti ako neki mladi šoli djevojku, onda će stalno zvati tako neka imena, Jasna ili Slađana.
So if you want to develop love of Godhead, you will sing one particular name in an aspect of the Lord which has really captured your heart.
I ako želite razviti ljubav prema Bogu, onda ćete pjevati to jedno ime koje je posebno privuklo vašu pažnju u neki aspekt gospodina.
So you sing with love.
I pjevate s ljubavlju.
And that is the quickest way to increase your love, to bring it to the high state of love of Godhead.
To je najbrži način da uzimete svoju ljubav do visoke razine ljubavi prema Bogu.
When Lord Chaitanya appeared, this was what he had in mind.
Kada se gospodin Čajtanja pojavio, to je bila njegova namjera.
He would spread the sankirtan.
Želio je proširiti sankirtan.
And then he was elevating the conditioned souls to come to Preshta Nama Sankirtan, or this very special type of sankirtan where the devotees would open their heart and sing for the Lord of their heart.
A zatim uzdići uvjetovane duše to tog do te razine prema
Preshta Nama Sankirtan.
Preshta Nama Sankirtan, gdje bi bhakte otvorili svoje srce i pjevali gospodinu.
And in his times, it was noticed that this is a special kirtan.
I u njegova vremena to se moglo primijetiti kako je taj kirtan poseban.
For instance, when the king of Puri was welcoming the devotees from Bengal who came to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he noticed that they sing so specially. I feel goose pimples, but my skin.
Kada je kralj Purija dočekivao Bhakte iz Bengala, kada su dolazili na festival, on je uistinu mogao osjetiti da se tu zbiva nešto posebno, njegova koža bi se naježila.
And then he was informed by, I don't know, Gopinath Acharya maybe, that this kirtan is the special creation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he gave a different name. He said it's Premanama Sankirtan, so these two are the right words, Preshta or Prema Nama Sankirtan.
I onda ga je Gopinath Acharya obavijestio da je to nešto posebno što se zove Prema Nama Sankirtan.
So, my dear devotees, if you want to join the Sankirtan movement, you will have to come to this stage where you chant for the pleasure of your beloved Lord.
Dragi moji bhakti, ako želite dostići tu razinu, trebate dostići razinu na kojoj ćete pjevati za zadovoljstvo svog voljenog gospodina.
And when you do this in a big congregation and with other devotees who also do this like this, then you will feel Krishna's presence.
Kada činite to na velikom skupu bhakti koji isto to rade, onda ćete osjetiti Krishna prisustvo.
I will tell you something very personal now.
Sada ću vam reći nešto jako osobno.
I once saw Prabhupada chanting like this.
Jednom sam vidio kako Prabhupada tako mantra.
He was sitting in Mayapur and he was chanting Jai Radha Madhava.
Odnosno kako pjeva, sjedio u Mayapuru i pjevao Jai Radha Madhava.
All of a sudden he started to cry.
I odjednom je počeo plakati.
And all of a sudden the atmosphere changed.
I odjednom se čitavo ozračje promijenilo.
We all could feel Krishna was present.
Svi smo mogli osjetiti da je Krishna prisutan.
For this prema nama sankirtan to take place, it said it's ideal if there's one pure devotee in the crowd who attracts Krishna.
Da bi došlo do te prema nama sankirtane, kaže se da je idealno da je u skupu prisutan jedan čisti bhakta koji će privući Krishna.
Now, pure devotee in this case doesn't mean he must be on the highest uttama level. It means someone who just has faith and just seeks for Krishna.
Čisti bhakta u ovom slučaju ne znači osobu koja je dostigla uttama razinu, već osobu koja jednostavno ima vjeru i na taj način priziva Krishna.
And then Krishna is present.
I onda Krishna dolazi.
I would like to give you a very simple and maybe amusing example of this, which I heard yesterday.
Želim bih vam dati jedan jednostavan, ali isto tako i zabavan primjer koji sam čuo jučer.
It happened before the Mayapur temple.
To se dogodilo ispred Mayapurskog hrama.
The aratik was over and all the devotees went out of the temple.
Aratik je završio i svi su bhakti izlazili iz hrama.
A rain started.
Počela je padati kiša.
Now amongst these devotees was an elderly Bengali widow, dressed, you know, in white. You know how they are, really ancient and old looking and bent over by many years. They have to, like 15 children they had, you know, and really like old.
I tamo je bila jedna stara bengalska majka, udovica, obučena u bijelo, izgledala je stvarno staro, imala je naboreno lice i možda imala je koje 15 djece.
And she had a little thing, almost like a tablet, and on this tablet, a little deity of Gopal, you know, with Ladu Gopal, who holds a ladu and looks like this on his ladu.
I onda je imala nešto kao mali tenjur, tako nešto na čemu je stajao mali Gopal, imao je takav iza slice i držao ladu u ruci.
So, all of a sudden the old lady started to talk to her Gopal.
Jedino mi je ta starica počela pričati s Gopalom.
Gopal, why do you send rain now?
Ma Gopal, zašto si sad poslao tu kišu?
You know I have to run home now.
Znaš da moram sad trčati kući.
I can't wait until the rain is over.
Ne mogu čekati da kiša stane.
Tomorrow I have to work on the field.
Sutra moram raditi na polju.
I have to get early to bed so I get some snaga.
Moram rano ustati kako bih povratila snagu.
Gopal, I don't mind that I get wet, but I'm sorry that you will get wet now.
Gopa, ne smeta me toliko što ću ja pokisnuti, ali me smeta što ćeš ti biti namočen.
Gopa, oh, it's always sending rain at the wrong time.
Gopal uvijek šalje kišu u krivo vrijeme.
And she started to talk to Gopal and run through the rain.
Počela je govoriti s Gopalom i trčati po kiši.
She had love.
Imala je ljubav.
It was natural. She was addressing the person Krishna.
I bilo je prirodno, ona se obraćala osobno Krishni.
Prabhupada told us once another story like this.
Prabhupada nam je jednom ispričao sličnu takvu priču.
He talked about another Bengali widow.
Govorio je o jednoj drugoj bengalskoj udovici.
Who lived in Vrindavan and who went every morning for a morning bath into the Yamuna.
Koja je živjela u Vrindavanu i svako jutro odlazila na kupanje u Yamunu.
And when she was finished, she would take a lota and bring the lota to the Radha Damodar temple, place it before the curtain so that the pujari could take it during one stage of his puja and give the Lord his morning bath.
Da bi donijela bi tu vodu pred oltar i nekoj posti koju bi pujari mogao uzeti i na taj način kupati gospodina ujutro.
Even when it was cold, the old lady did the service, bring her lota for the Lord to take his morning bath.
Ona bi tu službu činila čak i kada je bilo jako hladno.
So you can imagine this is like the curtain,
huh? Zastor, zavisa.
And the pujari every day at 7:15 would go with his hand like this, get the lota with the bathing water and then chant his mantras, Om Govindaya Namaha, Om Keshavaya Namaha, bathe the Lord.
Možete se zamisliti kako budžari svako jutro stane ruku ispod zastor.
Prabhupada said, one day he was coming, he was again, but there was no lota.
I kako je svako jutro kupao tijem božanstvo, jedno jutro je to stavi ruka, ali nije više bilo to.
He knew the old lady had died.
I znao je da je starica umrla.
Because she would always bring the lota, and the fact that today she didn't bring the lota meat back home, back to Godhead.
I znao je to zato što je svako jutro to donijela, budući da danas nije, znači da se vratila
so
u kući nazad.
He informed the other sevais to take care of, to look for the old lady, she must have been in her room, and do the last rites.
Obavijestio je druge sluge neka potraže tu staricu, vjerojatno bilo u svojoj sobi i da obave posljednje obrede.
And Prabhupada said, just for this one steady service, to bring every day for this old lady to bring every day this lota. Lota is like a cup, Philip, like this. Huh? She went back home, back to Godhead. What a bore!
I on je rekao da samom tom postojanom službom što je svako jutro donosila tu posudu vode, da se kupa božanstvo, ona se vratila kući nazad Bogu.
So yes, I don't know why I said this, but. I want to go back to this point of kirtan.
Želim se vratiti na našu temu kirtana.
The Lord's external reason for appearance in this world was to spread the sankirtan.
Gospodin izvanski razlog pojave u ovom svijetu bilo je širenje sankirtana.
And his internal reason was to taste Shrimati Radharani's love for himself.
A unutarnji razlog je bio da kuša ljubav Shrimati Radharani koju ona osjeća prema njemu.
Now with him, many devotees appeared with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and one was Swarup Damodar, who was an expert in kirtan.
Sa gospodinom Četanjem pojavili su se mnogi bakte, među njima je bio Svarup Damodar koji je bio jako vješt u kirtanu.
It's said that in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya, there were two persons who were the heart and the soul of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rečeno je da u Jagannath Puriju da su postojale dvije osobe koje su bile srce i duša Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And Svarup Damodar was the soul.
Svarup Damodar je bio duša.
Because he was specially empowered to help the Lord No, to chant the holy names of the Lord.
Jer je bio posebno punomoćen da pjeva Gospodinova sveta imena.
He was the kirtan expert.
On je bio jako dobar u kirtanu.
When he sang, Lord Chaitanya almost developed like wings.
Kad bi on pjevao, Gospodin Chaitanya bi razvio nešto poput krila.
One day, when Svarup Damodar sang kirtan, Lord Chaitanya became so ecstatic, he started to run through Puri.
Jednog dana kada se Svarup Damodar pjevao kirtanu, Gospodin Chaitanya je postao došao takav zanos da je počeo trčati po Puriju.
And then in his ecstasy he jumped into a well.
I u svojem zanosu skočio je u bunar.
Now the wells in India are usually very, very deep.
A bunari u Indiji su obično jako duboki.
You can break your body when you do, sometimes up to 20, 30 meters.
Ponekad su duboki do 20-30 metara i možete se stvarno ozlijediti.
But because Svarup Damodar was singing, something special happened. The well filled with butter.
No, budući da je Svarup Damodar pjevao, dogodilo se nešto posebno. Bunar se napunio maslacem.
This was the power of Svarup Damodar's kirtan.
To je bila moć kirtana Svarupa Damodara.
When the devotees finally found Lord Chaitanya, they looked down the well and they were thinking, oh no, my God, the Lord has maybe broken his limbs, but he was happily floating in butter.
No, kada su bhakte potražili Gospodina, pobojali su se da možda slomio svoje udove, ali on je sredno plivao u maslicu.
Svarup Damodar sang also during the Ratha Yatra festival.
Svarup Damodar bi također pjevao i za vrijeme Ratha Yatre.
And because he sang so devotional, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much captured by his kirtan that he expanded into seven forms. Imagine and danced in the seven groups of his devotees.
Zbog tog devocijskog pjevanja Svarupa Damodara, Gospodin Chaitanya bi se ekspandirao u sedam oblika i onda bi pjevao sa sedam grupa bhakta.
Would you like to hear what happened then?
Želite li čuti što se tada dogodilo?
Another upa. Yeah. Lord Chaitanya became very ecstatic.
Gospodin Chaitanya je osjetio velik zanos.
Svarup Damodar was singing more and Visha, Visha, Yosh, Yosh, all the singing.
Svarup Damodar je pjevao sve više i više.
So then Lord Chaitanya started to develop this tear ecstasy where the tears fell like with a spritzer.
I onda je gospodin Chaitanya ušao takav zanos da su mu da je počeo plakati, a suze su mu izlazile iz očiju kao da je neko.
He was so overcome with love of God that he started to tremble and devotees started trying to steady him, but they couldn't hold him.
Bio toliko preplavljen ljubavlju prema Bogu da je počeo drhtati i bhakti su ga pokušali obuzdati, ali nisu to mogli učiniti.
Sometimes he laughed, sometimes he fainted, sometimes there were goose pimples all over him. Sometimes he roared like 10,000 lions, Irena.
Yeah. Ponekad se smijao, ponekad se valjao, ponekad bi mu se koža naježala, a ponekad bi rikao poput 10,000 lavova.
These are all signs of transcendental ecstasy.
To su sve znakovi transcendentalnog zanosa.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu displayed them all and showed to us the power of Prem Nam Sankirtan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nam ih je sve pokazao i na taj način ukazao na snagu Prema Nama Sankirtana.
Now it's very interesting to note that there are different types of kirtans. Would you like to know the different types of kirtans?
Zanimljivo je da postoje razne vrste kirtana. Biste li voljeli znati koje su to?
One is just the Nam kirtan.
Jedan je jednostavno Nama kirtan.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya, oh Shri Krishna Murari, Govinda Vanamali. Names.
Dakle, samo imena.
Please don't think Lord Chaitanya only chanted Hare Krishna. That's not true. There are seven songs which he liked to chant.
Nemojte misliti da Anđelina Mahaprabhu pjevao samo Hare Krishna. Postoje 7 pjesama koje on volio.
If you want, I can sing them for you.
Ako želite, mogu vam ih zapjevati.
Not now, because I need, I don't know them by heart.
Ne sada, ne znam ih na pamet.
Then comes the next kirtan.
Onda dolazi drugi kirtan.
These are kirtan about the pastimes of the Lord.
Kirtan o gospodinovim zabavama.
Would you like to hear such a kirtan?
Biste li voljeli čuti takav kirtan?
Here it goes. Oh my friend, what did I see today in a Kadamba forest near the Yamuna bank?
O prijateljice, što sam vidjela danas u šumi Kadambe pokraj obale Yamune?
I saw the dark king of the Rasa dance playing the flute.
Vidjela sam tamnog kralja Rasa plesa kako svira flautu.
There was a courtyard made of jewels and he danced with his flute there. This is what I saw, my friend.
Vidjela sam, moja prijateljica, dvorište sačinjeno od dragulja u kojem je on plesao.
I tried to sing it for you.
Pokušat ću vam to odpjevati.
Jamuna puline kadamba kanane kerino sakiyaja shyama bangsi dari mani mano pari kore lila rasa raja o there are other kirtans with the names which we think. Nishinga Vamana Shimadu Sudana Brajendra Nandana Syama Putana Gatana Kaita Pashatana Jaya Dasharati Rama. This is another nice Naam Kirtan, which we do in our Vrindavan temple every morning, we see.
To je jako lijep kirtan koji pjevamo svako jutro u našem hramu u Vrindavanu.
Vibhava Rishesha Aloka Pravesha Nidrachari Utajiva Bolo Hari Hari Mukunda Murari Rama Krishna Yagriva Yashoda Dulara Govinda Gopala Vrindavana Purandara Gopi Priyajana Adhika Ramana Purana Sundara Gaya. So an example of the first kirtan, the name kirtan, is Vibhavara Rishesha.
Dakle, primjer prvog kirtana, nama kirtana je Vibhavara Rishesha.
And an example of the Lila Kirtan, it's called, was this Yamuna Puline.
A primjer ovog Lila Kirtana bio je Yamuna Puline.
The last, would you like to hear the last verse of this Lila Kirtan? It's very nice, you will like it.
Sad ću vam reći zadnji stih ovog Lila Kirtana.
I will not return home.
Neću se vratiti kući.
Never.
Nikada.
I will enter the forest to taste the nectar of Krishna's pastimes.
Ući ću u šumu da kušam nektar Krišnih zabava.
I will leave behind me my family and my shyness, and I will worship Raja's kings, Sri Krishna.
I za sebe ću ostaviti svoju obitelj i svoju sramežljivost i obožavati kralja Vrađa Sri Krishna.
That is Bhaktivinoda's prayer.
To je molitva Bhaktivinoda.
Then there are kirtans about the qualities of the Lord.
Zatim postoje kirtani o odlikama gospodina.
Would you like to hear such a kirtan just to have the idea?
Želite čuti taj kirtan?
No?
Yes.
I would have sung it anyways.
I onako bi to pjeva da ste ga.
Shodho he rasika jana Krishna guna aganana Ananta kohite nohi pare Krishna jagate ra guru. Krishna is the guru of the whole universe.
Krishna guru chitang
swamira. Krishna bacha kalpa taru. Lord Krishna is a wish-fulfilling tree.
Gospodin Krishna je drveće koje ispunjava želje.
Nabhika se baba parabare. And he is a boatman which takes all of us in the boat of his mercy and then helps us cross the ocean of birth and death.
I on je brodar koji nas odvodi u svom brodu milosti i tako nas prevozi preko oceana rođenja i smrti.
And the guna kirtan, the kirtan about the qualities, continues.
I guna kirtan, kirtan o odlikama se nastavlja.
This is of interest for our Bhakti Sanya. Lord Krishna, the perfect physician for one whose heart is tormented.
Gospodin Krishna je savršeni liječnik za onoga čije srce je uznemireno.
He expertly cures the disease of repeated birth and death.
On vješto liječi bolesti opetovanog rađanja i umiranja.
This is a quality. He cures. Some doctors cure coughing.
To su dakle njegove odluke. On liječi neki liječnici i liječi kašljanje.
But they can't cure the disease of repeated birth and death. Krishna can.
Ali ne mogu, za razliku od Krishna, liječiti bolesti opetovanog rađanja i umiranja.
And to the souls who have turned away from him, Krishna gives the nectar of spiritual love.
A za duše koje su se okrenule od njega, Krishna daje nektar duhovne ljubavi.
Step by step, Krishna takes these souls back to the spiritual world.
Korak po korak, Krishna odvodi te duše nazad u duhovni svijet.
Krishna is an ocean of kindness.
Krishna je ocean ljubaznosti.
He is merciful to the blind people who are bound by the ropes of their karma.
On je milostiv prema slijepcima koji su vezani užitima svoje karme.
He cures the blindness of the fallen souls and transforms them into the servants of his feet.
On liječi slijepilo uvjetovanih duša i pretvara ih u usluge svojih stopala.
If you want to find this song, yeah, this is the first line. Shunho he rasika jana.
Dakle, prva strofa ovog je Shunho he rasika jana, ako želite pronaći tu pjesmu.
O taster, the tasters of nectar, please hear of Lord Krishna.
A znači, okušavci nektara, molim vas, slušajte o gospodinu Krishna.
So in this way, there are different types of kirtans.
Dakle, postoje različite vrste kirtana.
Nam kirtan.
Nama kirtan.
Lila kirtan.
Lila kirtan.
And guna kirtan.
I guna kirtan.
And this is how devotees sing.
I tako bhakti pjevaju.
This is a very powerful process.
To je jako moćan proces.
Please, you should all buy a songbook.
Morate svi kupiti pismanicu.
And engage in these types of kirtan.
I uključiti se u takve vrste kirtana.
We mostly do nam kirtan.
Mi većinom danimo nam kirtan.
Because but sometimes in between we do also guna kirtan.
No, ponekad isto tako i guna kirtan.
So that we can more concentrate on Krishna.
Kako bismo se lakše usredotočili na Krishna.
And then when we again return to nam kirtan, we can chant this love.
A kada se tada ponovno vratimo na nam kirtan, možemo pjevati s ljubavlju.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari. There is a kirtan which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu often sang.
To je kirtan koji je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu često pjevao.
So I really hope that you this was my lecture about kirtan, welcoming Krishna in the heart through kirtan.
Ovo je bilo moje predavanje o kirtanu, o prizivanju Krišne u srce putem kirtana.
Tomorrow we have heard that Indra will be cooperative with our kirtan. We have heard, so we will all invite you to come and join us for kirtan at 11 o'clock at the same place, most probably.